I worry about the Black Widow series stuff that you watch. And I've talked to this about all my friends, and we're worried about all, you know, all of our wives liking the Black Widow series. Is that a thing?
It seems to be working out well for me.
I do all the cooking now.
You prefer to do the cooking because you might be a little concerned.
I don't know. Hello, this is Darren.
And this is Paige.
And this is
Where's the Lemonade?
Where we talk about what happens when life throws you lemons.
Make some lemonade?
Maybe. Some weeks it's lemon squares.
Yeah, some weeks it's just lemons.
Yeah. On today's episode...
True crime. I love it. Why?
I don't know. All right, this week when we were discussing what to talk about, we were racking our brains on like something current, right? And you said, let's talk about true crimes.
Yeah, right when we were talking about that, I looked at your phone. You were scrolling through your phone and there was something about true crime on there, some article about true crime. And I went, ooh, why don't we talk about this fascination with true crime that the world is having a moment. Actually, it's been several years now, but it's popular.
Oh yeah, it's hugely popular, especially... I worry about the Black Widow series stuff that you watch. And I've talked to this about all my friends, and we're worried about all, you know, all of our wives liking the Black Widow series. Is that a thing?
It seems to be working out well for me.
I do all the cooking now.
You prefer to do the cooking because you might be a little concerned.
I don't know. So if I just show up like dead one day, everyone knows... It was her.
It was the food. Yes, my food can be bad sometimes.
No, it's not that bad. It's not. But it is fascinating that we see people really fascinated with these horrific crimes that have happened.
Yeah, it's interesting. It really is interesting. And I'm fascinated with it much more than you are.
Yeah, much more.
Like you, we would never sit down and you would never say like, oh, let's watch Dateline. Never. But I.
But if you're watching it and I walk in and say, oh yeah, I'll sit and watch it. I think, well, that's fascinating. It is fascinating.
It is fascinating. So to a certain extent, I like the podcast. I like the documentaries. I like the Datelines to a certain extent. So I have certain lines that I won't cross. Like it can't be too... I don't really like ones about kids and...
Or too graphic.
No, cannot be too graphic. In fact, I don't even like ones that have a lot of bad language. So I say I love true crime, but I'm pretty picky about the ones I listen to.
You like more of the mystery part of it.
Yes, I do. And
especially Dateline, how they set them up. Is he guilty?
Yes.
Is he not guilty?
Yes. Right? And then they make you think at the end when like they're found guilty... You're still wondering, but did he do it? Like, you're like, oh my gosh, did an innocent man just go to jail or an innocent woman just go to jail?
Well, you've talked to me about that several times. The worst thing that you can think of is an innocent person being in jail.
Oh, I can't imagine the horror of being innocent of whatever crime you've been convicted of and you're sitting in jail saying, I'm innocent, like everyone else that's sitting in jail.
Well, we talked to Laura, our friend Laura. She teaches at the jails. She teaches college classes at the jails. And she's in maximum security. And she goes, hardly any of those guys are saying they didn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of those guys are, it was pretty...
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Clear yeah. that they did it. You know, when you're holding the gun or holding the knife or, you know.
Whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of research and so did you.
Usually you don't do research.
I know. I was fascinated. So
why did you decide to do some research?
I had 5 minutes and I asked ChatGPT to do the research for me.
But you decided, because you never do this.
No.
I don't know that you ever have.
No, I haven't.
So why did you?
Because I was just interested. I didn't want to wait till our podcast.
Well, and do you feel like you did it because... You really don't know much about this topic?
I don't know anything about this topic at all.
And why it's so popular?
Yeah. Well, I found out some interesting things. If we look at true crimes, the most popular or the most notorious true crime out there is what? What do you guess? the one that really kind of just sparked everyone's interest in true crime. What do you think it was?
I only know because you told me.
No, I didn't tell
you. Oh, I thought you said, I thought you told me.
I told you the podcast that kicked it off.
Serial, right?
Serial is the podcast.
Oh, Serial's the podcast. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Jack the Ripper.
Oh.
1888. And we just went through the Jack the Ripper Museum in London.
We did.
In the East End.
Yep.
It was silly.
It was silly,
but you know what? It was interesting. You know what? We spent 2 hours there.
It was actually exactly what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like some hokey pokey setup. And it was. It was a hokey pokey setup for sure, but still interesting.
Oh, and we read everything that was there. It was fast. But if you go back and look at that history, it was in the newspaper, the LA or the London Times, every single day.
Yeah.
And everyone was fascinated with it. And they were living in the middle of it.
I was going to say, I think one of the reasons they were fascinated with it is because they were terrified. Because like it was happening in their town. Like this is something that hadn't occurred.
Yeah, but it was happening in the East End.
Yeah.
The poorer part of town. But the wealthy people in the West End and in the outlying areas, they were fascinated with it.
Yeah.
Just as much. So interesting that this has been going on for a long time. But the thing that really kicked it off in our day and age was the podcast Serial, mm-hmm. which I thought was fascinating.
Yeah. So let's dive in to what our fascination is with true crime.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so let's do it. So I found an article. I found a couple.
Like, three or four, right?
Actually, it was you had found them. You sent them to me.
Boy, I did all the research this time.
You sent me the articles, yes.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah. And today, that was interesting. You're on a time crunch here. So you came in the kitchen and you're like, what are you doing? Why are you writing so much? And I'm like, you know what? Bye-bye. This is my thing. Bye-bye. Let me do my thing. So I kicked you out of the kitchen. I'm like, stop. Okay, so this article talks about had several different reasons of why are we so interested? Why are we so fascinated? So it says one of the things that being obsessed with true crime is normal. I was glad to hear that.
I don't know about that.
And then it said to a point.
Okay, to a point.
It's normal to a point. So they said there's nothing weird about being obsessed with true crime. It says that we're normal, that we're healthy. This is some psychologist at the San Diego Police Department.
Well, of course. Right. I mean, he sees the worst of everything.
Probably. He said, our interest in crime serves a number of different healthy psychological purposes. See, honey, you don't need to worry about me. And then it says, of course, there are limits. If all you do is read about crime and all you do is talk about it and you have posters of it and you have newspaper clippings in your desk drawer, he said, you might need some counseling. But and then he said, overconsumption of true crime can have negative consequences.
Okay, so what negative consequences can it have?
So, and I believe it said, like, the perception that crime is worse than it is.
Okay.
You know, or that there's a serial killer around every corner, which is simply not true. It said, it is so rare to have a serial killer, you know, in your midst. It's very, very rare. So, I kind of agree with that, that I sometimes feel like when I'm, you know, read a mystery, a thriller, I watch Dateline after Dateline. Like the other day, I watched like 4 Datelines in a row.
Then you felt more cautious, didn't you?
I did. Like every time I heard a noise in the house, you weren't home. And I was like, what was that? What was that? What was that? You know what I mean? Like you start to get paranoid about it.
Well, yeah, because that's what your brain is like going, oh. Yeah. I hear all these true crime stories, all these horrible things. It must be normal.
Right. Yes.
And so oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I believe that. So, and just kind of like I watched the car crash.
Yes, this is a very big problem that we have in our house.
Crash, I can't remember what it's called now.
The dash cams.
The dash cams. I watch those on Instagram, and literally now every time we get in the car, I'm like, watch out, watch out, watch out.
You've all seen the My Little Helper. I have a My Little Helper when we drive.
I'm your little helper. You're welcome.
And those dash cams, they're not good
for your cycle. They're not. So Moderation, people. Watch your watch your true crime in moderation.
Okay. Well, you need to follow it up with something silly.
And sometimes we do that. If we watch something, then I'm like, I need to watch Friends, or I need to watch right before we go to bed. And,
Yeah.
So, okay, the next one. Evil fascinates us. Does evil fascinate you? Because, I mean, obviously this isn't true for everyone.
So. No, I guess so, right?
It says that...
It's something very different than my own life. Yeah, right. That's interesting.
It says it's a glimpse into the mind of, you know, people that have committed horrible crimes. And it's so far removed from our, you know, 99% or 99.9% of the population's, you know, psyche that, you know, it's fascinating. And it's also like this taboo subject that we're this taboo thing that we're looking into. So I don't know.
Yeah, you want to dance with evil a little bit.
Yeah. And it said that the fascination with good versus evil has existed forever, right? It's this fascination that we all seem to have. So
that's kind of that natural man that we're trying to fight off, right? So when we see something, in fact, I get it.
You get it?
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's just like something so removed from our life and we're interested and...
It's sad that we are interested in that. It is. I mean, wouldn't it be better to fill our minds with something a little more uplifting?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I said moderation, right? Like I should not watch 4 Datelines in a row. I should only watch one.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
So moderation.
Especially if I'm traveling or anything like
that. Yes, for sure. For sure.
Okay, the next one. We want to know what makes people tick. We want to know what makes killers killers.
Yeah.
Or maybe not even killers. Maybe it's a bank robber, right?
Yes.
I'm fascinated more with the bank robber one. Why does that person think that it's okay to do what they're doing?
Right. Yeah, why do they think that they deserve that $1 million from the bank without working for it? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do work. In their mind, maybe they say, I spent months planning to steal this money.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe that's her job. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting. It says that we want to figure out what drove these people to such an extreme act, whether it's robbing a bank or killing someone or kidnapping someone, you know, or whatever.
Do you feel like you want to know this for a reason so that you don't go down that same road that they went? Because I don't think anyone wakes up in the morning, you know, in their teens and say, oh, I just want to go kill someone, or I just want to go rob a bank. Doesn't it happen progressively over time? I don't know. That's a question I have
for you. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
Do you think you're fascinated with it because you don't want to, or maybe you see yourself possibly robbing a bank and it's like...
No, I don't.
I don't want to go down that route. So maybe I don't want to be like that person.
I am so terrified of jail that I could never commit a crime. Because that just... Jail, seriously, is like huge fear. Huge fear. So no, I would never commit a crime.
That's why you're... I don't think you could sit on a jury. Because you'd be so afraid of convicting anyone because they might be innocent.
Yeah, because I'd be like, how can we be 100% sure? Right, unless... The evidence.
That's interesting because I'm the opposite. You got arrested, you're guilty.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
I know it's horrible, but that's
horrible.
How I kind of feel. If you want to be honest,
you're innocent until proven guilty. Which that I feel like that's sad in our society because I feel like that is more people are like you. You're arrested and then people are like
they wouldn't have arrested you unless they had probable cause.
Probable cause doesn't mean that you're guilty.
Yeah, I guess
no, not at all. Look how many people that we've seen that. Their lives have been destroyed because someone has accused them of something that they didn't do.
Yeah, that's
you don't happened. Even have to get arrested in today's society to be...
To be completely destroyed?
To be completely destroyed, yeah, right?
That's true.
Right?
That's
so.
True. All right, what's the next one on our list?
Another reason that we're fascinated is because we can't look away from a train wreck.
That is so true. Why does traffic slow down when there's an accident? Because everyone wants to look.
Yep.
Why is it? Why do we want to look at a train wreck or a car accident?
I don't think it's because we, you know, want to see someone's life, you know, in peril, or we want to see someone laying there bloody. It's just like, oh my gosh, what happened? I need to see what happened. You know, I don't know. I mean,
but why? I mean, we all do it.
Yeah, we all do it. It's just like, oh my gosh, what happened? And we just, we're curious. We were, our minds are so curious. What happened? What happened? Right?
How did it happen? How did that happen? Yeah, we want to know how it happened.
Yeah.
Do you think it has to do with any self-preservation at all?
Yeah, for sure. I think so.
So, oh, that looks horrible. That was really bad. How did it happen so I don't do the same?
Yeah. Well, and that leads right into our next one was another reason we're interested, because it helps us feel prepared.
Oh, interesting.
So this is where we talk about, especially women. So you read about this, right?
Oh, and I did all the stats on this one.
So women are definitely more interested in true crime than men. Why is that? Do you know why?
Well, let's talk about the statistics.
Okay, let's do it.
75% of women say they enjoy true crimes. 48% of men do.
Okay, so that's
a huge difference.
That's a huge difference, yep.
Over 60, something like 67, almost 70% of true crimes audiences are women. That's a huge number.
Yeah, that is.
So why is it, especially for women, why are they so drawn to true crime, both podcast and video and books? There's tons of books on this now. Why is that?
So it says that women in particular seem to love true crime because they feel like they're getting tips about how to increase their chances of survival if they find themselves in a dangerous situation. What do you think about that?
That's not for you.
That is not for me. Why I watch them. It says women fear becoming the victim of a crime more than men do. Obviously.
Well, and the statistics, we read the statistics on that as well.
Yes.
The statistics are actually very high for women and crime.
Yes.
As far as death goes.
Yeah.
In violent crimes, women die more in violent crimes as a percentage of violent crimes compared to men dying. But what's fascinating about that, but men are surpass women dramatically in violent crimes, in receiving and also giving of violent crimes.
Right.
But men are shot a lot more than women. Women are, it's more personal. The murders of women are much more personable.
That's interesting.
Which is fascinating. And these true crimes, they're not like, the ones that are investigated aren't like a drive-by shooting. That's not what they're mostly about. They're mostly more, you know, personable crimes.
Yeah.
They're in the word they used in the statistics was intimate.
Right. And I mean, a lot of the datelines, they're not just, you know, a drive-by shooting at, right? That's not what is interesting to people.
Or a bar fight that went wrong.
Right. It's about how this woman and this man, and they, you know, we thought they had a happy marriage, but then, you know, she got killed and they start to dig in, and then he was having an affair or she was having an affair. And then, you know what I mean? It gets into the details of their lives. When I think that's why I like it. I find it fascinating when someone that looks like me or you, or a normal person, right? Oh, look.
Goes off the deep end.
There's, you know, Joe and Janice. And look, they go to church and they're normal people. And their neighbors all say that they were happy in their marriage, right? Those are the ones that interest me the most. And then one of them or something snapped. Some normal, right? What seemingly normal person, something happened. Maybe it wasn't a snap. Maybe it's always been there, but
it's been there and just kind of just built up.
Right. And no one knew.
I think
that's intriguing to me.
Yeah. I think that's fascinating because that goes to show that you, and I think, I know we can't really talk in stereotypes, but we're going to because the numbers are showing it.
Right.
I think women enjoy more of the social aspect of these true crimes, right? How did it get there? Who cares about how they died, right? That doesn't matter as much to you guys as how they got to that point.
Yeah, the story behind it.
The story behind
it.
Yep. Behind
it.
Well, that explains why you won't watch UFC, Ultimate Fighting.
Oh, I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
But you'll go and you'll watch a true crime where someone's dying.
It's not showing. It doesn't show how it shows. It might show them laying on the floor. But it, I,
UFC, but you don't like that part of it anyway.
No, but UFC, you're beating each other to a pulp. I cannot watch. I can't even watch boxing. I cannot watch.
See, I think that's really fascinating. I think that shows the difference between men and women, because watching a boxing match or UFC, to me, is a lot of strategy, and it's interesting to watch them do that, where you're more interested in the social aspects of the true crime, which is somewhat similar in that there's strategy involved and all that stuff. It's just different.
Yeah. That's fascinating. I'm not into the gore. Like, that's why I like things like Dateline or a podcast, because Dateline is very, you know, surface. They don't, they tell you what happened, but they don't, you know, show you a whole lot.
But they dig into the social,
yes,
the story.
The story. That's exactly. Like getting tips to increase their chances of survival if they find themselves in a dangerous situation. It says women fear becoming the victim of a crime more than men do. By learning about murders, who is more likely to be a murderer? How do these crimes happen? Who are the victims, etc.? People are also learning about ways to prevent becoming a victim themselves. Isn't that interesting?
That's interesting, especially when you look at the statistics.
Yeah.
Because the chances of you becoming a victim are pretty low.
Right. Well, not necessarily a victim, but becoming a, we're less likely to be murdered.
Well, even a victim of violence.
Of violence.
Yeah, it's higher... the numbers statistically are pretty low.
Interesting.
Right. So, well, it is interesting.
It is interesting. So once again, moderation, because maybe, like I said, we're watching these over and over again, and we put ourselves in that situation and going, oh no, what if that happens to me? And right, and as
and
women...
Maybe you're seeing things that aren't there then.
Right, well, and right. As women, from a very young age, we are taught to don't walk to your car at night by yourself, don't walk down a dark alley, right? We're and we've taught our girls all those same things, right? Make sure you're cognizant of everything around you.
And I teach my boys, if a coworker or someone, don't let them walk alone at night.
So it is something that is ingrained in us from a very young age.
And our society as a whole.
Which it's sad that we have to do that, but it is just a reality that we have to do that. Women have to do that. And that's not as much of a concern for men as it is for women.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. Another reason why we like to watch true crime, because we're glad we're not the victim. That's what it said.
My life is good. I didn't get beat up or... I wasn't killed. My life was good.
Right? Yes. Like, wow, really stinks that happened to you. Woo, glad it didn't happen to me. Right? Like,
that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting that was one of them. That glad you're not the victim. Well, okay.
Well, the opposite of that is true too, which is the next bullet is we're glad we're not the perpetrator. Which, this was interesting. My life's good. I don't feel like I need to kill anyone today.
Well, I found this interesting, though. It says, the psychologist said, we all get angry at people, right? And sometimes we say, how many of us, probably everyone, has always said, I could just kill them, right? Like, you know what I mean? Everybody makes that passing comment. Oh my gosh, I could just kill them for cutting me off, or I could just kill them for blah, 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 right? But almost no one does that, thankfully, right? You don't do that.
It would be really bad if it happened.
But then when you see it on screen and you say, oh, someone did do it. Right.
Someone, and look at what happened to their life afterwards.
Right.
What a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. That aggression, that impulse that we have for a brief, tiny brief moment, we didn't act on it, but they did. And thank goodness someone else did and we didn't. That's what it was saying about not being the perpetrator.
Interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah. Another one?
Adrenaline rush.
Adrenaline rush.
Oh, you kind of like this when we watch a show and you don't know exactly how it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
And in all these true crimes, well, not all of them. Sometimes we know how it's going to end. Sometimes we don't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that adrenaline rush of kind of like when you watch a scary movie, right? It's this, I mean, I watch a scary movie through my fingers. Like I'm like, but I like that rush that it gives me.
You know, this reminds me, it's funny that it reminds me of this, the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah. Now, I didn't have an adrenaline rush until
the end.
When they were getting ready to read the verdict, I specifically remember where I was standing and I was just like, I couldn't even sit down because I was just like, oh, oh, what are they going to say? What are they going to say? What's it going to be?
Yeah. Yeah. And they stretched that out for several weeks. If any of you remember it, which probably just to us, that remember the older people.
Yeah.
That it was on TV
for every day.
Every day
that was
for
what we watched.
Weeks. And that's what we watched. And we watched the commentary afterwards. Yep. And we watched, the jurors don't know about this, but because they can't be told about this, but we can.
Yeah.
And then everyone was on pins and needles. They even interrupted the NBA playoffs.
Did they really?
Yeah, I think so, for the reading of the jury.
That's crazy.
They interrupted. I just remember, I was like, this is really happening.
That's funny.
So that adrenaline rush is true.
Yeah. And then the last one is, we like to solve the mystery. So I know when I watch it, because if you come in and I'm watching one, I'll be like, I already know who did it. Like, right? I pride myself on knowing. And I usually am correct. That's why I really like the episodes where I don't know, where it's like a twist and a turn. I like those because usually I'm like, oh, it's this person.
Well, maybe that's why there's so much fascination with Jack the Ripper, because they haven't solved that mystery yet.
Yeah.
There's several leads that go down. Yeah. And there's still people today. This is, 150 years ago.
Yeah.
And people are still today trying to solve that mystery.
They're still giving their 2 cents on what they
think.
Yeah.
So, I think people like to solve problems.
All right, so you're going to start watching more true crime with me?
No, I'm gonna...
I always just give you the cliff notes.
You do, which I appreciate. But the one thing that I wanted to add a little to this, and that is, what have you learned from watching true crime?
Are you asking me specifically?
Yes, I'm asking you specifically.
Okay, all right,
what have you learned? Because you tell this to me, and I'm like, our audience needs to know this too.
Okay, if you get arrested for anything at all, and the police start asking you questions. If you've been arrested, right? If they're just asking you, but if you've been, I shouldn't say if you've been arrested.
No.
If you are taken down to the police station, do not say anything. Even if you are as innocent as can be, you get a lawyer. Lawyer up, lawyer up, lawyer up, lawyer up. End of story.
I would say even before you're taken down there.
And they will tell you, I'm telling you, I've watched so many Datelines. They will say, when the people say, I think I need a lawyer. And they'll say, oh, well, that makes you look pretty guilty if you're asking for a lawyer. Doesn't matter. Get your lawyer. Tell them nothing, because they will twist and turn and, oh.
And that's something you learned, is the police can lie to you all day long.
The police can say, we have in the next room someone that was an eyewitness to you committing this crime. They can say that to you. And you're like, wait, what? And they're like, yes, we have some. And so then they say, just take this plea deal. Just say you're guilty. And then this will all be over. It's crazy. So
they
lawyer
can even
up.
Say, hey, your wife's next door spilling the beans on everything.
Yep.
So you might as well come clean.
Yep. So lawyer up. The very second, lawyer up. That's what I have learned, is to lawyer up.
Okay. And what else?
Don't be stupid. If you do commit a crime, oh my goodness. There's a lot of criminals that are so stupid.
Honey, the only ones that they're showing on Dateline are the ones that got caught. Right? Of course they did something wrong.
Oh my goodness.
But,
yeah.
I mean, they're so smart. There's some smart crooks out there, right? But they made one little small step in the wrong direction.
Yes, yep. So what I've learned is, don't commit any crimes.
I was going to say, that's probably the number one thing.
Moral of the story, do not commit a crime, then you don't have to worry about any of this. But if you mistakenly get arrested and you're innocent, get a lawyer immediately. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, honey. I'm glad true crimes and you're watching, and your obsession with true crimes has helped out our audience today.
You're welcome. All right, on today's Lemonade Moment of the Week, Darren has one. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
what is it?
Our youngest tried out for the state lifeguard, which is a pretty brutal physical test. And it's out at the lake nearby here, that he had to swim 1,000 yards. And then he had to run.
In a specific time frame.
In under 20 minutes.
Yep.
And then, and that's at the lake, so not in a pool. And then he had to run 200 yards, swim 400 yards, and run 200 yards in under 10 minutes. It's doable, but it's hard. It's really hard. And we just sent him. It's like, okay, yeah, go. When he got there, he says, well, I'm under 18. I need a parent here and to sign a waiver to do this. And I'm like, I'm in the middle of working on my dissertation. So I just drop everything and drive the 20 minutes out there. That's the lemon part that I had to go out there. I hadn't even showered yet. My hair was standing straight up. It was kind of silly. But I get to go out there and watch him try and do this. And that was the lemonade part. I was so proud of him because he came in less than 10 seconds left.
That's crazy.
He and three other kids ran up across the finish line with less than 10 seconds
left. Well, and we also have to say the water was 60 degrees. He was swimming in without goggles.
Yes, of course. Because David is David.
I don't need goggles. He wishes. Now, afterward, he said, I wish I would have had goggles.
And a
wetsuit. But he did great. He killed the other part too. He did it.
Oh yeah, he made it. I was so proud of him, and I got to be there to witness that. Where before I was like, yeah, we'll see you later, and because I got to work on this.
Yeah.
But it was a nice break from me riding, and I got to take him out to brunch afterwards. We had a fun morning.
Awesome. If you like today's episode,
give us 5 stars on iTunes, Spotify, Google.
And head to Facebook and like us.
And check out our blog at whereslemonade.org.
Where you can leave questions and comments.
But most of all,
go out and make some lemonade.
You betcha, baby. Mm-hmm.